It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I'm really delighted to have on the line on Spotlight a very good friend, a person who does so much for people, particularly of Parramatta, and of course that is the Emeritus Lord Mayor and current President of Parramatta PCYC, John Shadid. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Really great to have you, and thanks for sparing time on Spotlight with Darren and myself and Ethan. Our grandson is with us in the studios. John, before we get into talking about the PCYC, I know how important family is to you and your mum and dad and being of humble beginnings and so on. Tell us, take us through that journey that's helped build the person you are today, because that's very important to you.
I'm very fortunate, like many other Australians, been of migrant background. When my family decided on a new destination in their life, was after the civil war in Lebanon, 1976, and where I lost my father. And my mum decided that it was time to look for a new home. And so we were very blessed. My mum with her six children, I was 8 years old at the time, decided that Australia would become our new home. And ever since that 1977, we have been grateful for this great country that we call home, Australia, now. Obviously, I'm very proud of my heritage, Professor Jim, of Lebanese heritage. But, my mum will never let us forget how lucky we are to live in this great country of Australia.
And, John, the reason I asked you for that question without notice was because you look at a person many years later and you try to understand why they are, and I just know how important your family in the full context is, because you and your own current family, and this is a comment, radiate the same values that you were given growing up. And I want our listeners to understand that's a major driver in the community, in our community, and the things that you do for it. So on behalf of Spotlight, we just say thank you so much for what you continue to do as well. John, I want to, and that was just a comment, we want to home in on Parramatta PCYC. You've been the president involved in the club for a long time. Why do you specifically take on that responsibility? And it's been a big challenge and it's been a big, big load of work. What drives you with PCYC?
Well, let me tell you, Jim, like yourself, we get given an opportunity to be involved in an organisation that we truly love and we're very passionate about. So for me, it gives me so much satisfaction and joy to be able just to give back a little to an organisation that was there for me as a youth. I still remember being introduced to the club. I think I would have been 10 at the time, 10 years old, 10, 11, in the early 80s. And it was like the safe haven outside my family home. So my mum was, as most parents, very protective where their kids would go after school or on school holidays. As soon as she knew that I was involved with Parramatta Police Citizens Youth Club, back then it was called the Boys Club. But I'm glad we've come a long way. And so for me, it helped me develop into the person that I am outside my home. It gave me a sense of security, belonging. So as you get older, like yourself, Jim, you think, hang on, I want to give back. So I had a great mentor in the late Dr. Peter DeJura, who asked me to come on the committee, I think over 23, 24 years ago. And I've been on there ever since, and been the president of a club with so many wonderful volunteers, ambassadors like yourself, supporters, donors, the police that I've worked with over the years. It's really been a great journey for me. So whatever challenges, they have been great challenges and very, very satisfying.
And to not embarrass you, John, that radiates again, to use that word, twice today, but the importance that your family members, your children, also play a very active role in the PCYC. Again, that's just another comment of the strong love and affection you have for helping many people. And we'll talk a little bit more about the club. The club, over the last couple of years, has gone through quite a bit of change in terms of location in particular. Tell us that journey and that dislocation.
Yeah, look, Jim, you know, I think head office back in 2016 made a strategic decision to sell the club. At the time, the community, the members of our club, opposed that decision. We felt like the location of our club in Halsell Street, the club that's been there for over 50 years, the club that was donated by people of Parramatta. So, you know, we had great pioneers in this great city that had a vision that donated land on the corner of Halsell Street and Charles Street back then to build a club for the youth. Parramatta Council back then, over 50 years ago, also contributed. And this club has served the community so well. You know, we've had great champion boxers that have gone on to represent this great country of ours. We've had youth that have been able to turn their life around. Some of the police we've had have had such a positive impact on our youth that it's been phenomenal. So we didn't agree with the decision, but we respected it. Why? Because we were given an assurance that we were going to be given a new club that will be redeveloped on the parcel of land that everyone can see now. It's got a blue mesh around it between Parramatta Stadium and Parramatta Leagues. That's what we were told. And that's why I convinced our committee and members of our community that this is going to be a good decision. Because we were restricted in Halsell Street being an old building. We thought, you know, we're going to get state-of-the-art new club like the Hornsby one. So we tried to take the positives out of this, Jim. Whilst we weren't happy, we thought, no, let's move forward. Let's make this a great opportunity where we can build a club for the next 50 years for the youth of Parramatta.
And that resonates too. Sorry, John, that resonates with what's happening in Parramatta. We've just had the launch of the new swimming pool, the first sod. You know, we're not talking about the next 2 years or 5 years. We're talking about a legacy for the next 50 years. All of the things, the light rail, you know, things that you were involved in when you were Lord Mayor. You know, all of those things are for future generations of 50 years. We won't be around.
Look, that's correct. Like you and I've always said, great people before us have given us the opportunities that we get to enjoy today. And we want collectively, you know, as a community, as volunteers, we want to invest into our future. We want to invest for the long term of our youth in this great city. And let's be honest, PCYC, it's world renowned to be the number one youth organisation in Australia. So why wouldn't you
want to be involved with it? We might go to a little bit of a break, and then I want to come back and talk about the actual operational matters associated with the PCYC, because I think our listeners are going to get a bit of a shock of how many people go through those turnstiles on a weekly basis. We all got John Shadid, the Emeritus Lord Mayor and President, the current President of Parramatta PCYC on Spotlight. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back in a minute.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Delighted to have on the line John Shadid, the Emeritus Lord Mayor and President and the current President of Parramatta PCYC, just telling us where their journey is, the challenges taking place. John, just before we get on to just the operational matters of the PCYC, and so many young people in particular really love to go there. And I was only with you only a couple of weeks ago, and to see the people come in there and their faces smiling and their parents bringing in their kids, it's just a real delight to see. You currently in George Street, that's not going to be our home. We need to move from there, don't we?
That's correct. As you would have witnessed, I think we've maxed out. Our youth are no longer able to do the programs they used to be able to do. Even at the old club, Jim, the premises was a lot bigger.
Absolutely.
And now our police are restricted in enabling to bring in more youth. Our club manager can't put on any more activities. And I just think it's a shame, because as a city grows, the demand grows. And let's be honest, it's the only youth organisation that caters for everyone. We've got police programs to help young kids that are not only in trouble, kids that want to develop their knowledge, their skills, life experience. They run some of the best programs in this country, okay? On the other hand, we've got all the activities from the martial arts to boxing. We've got schools, school holiday programs. I mean, parents are very fortunate to be able to have a PCYC in the Parramatta CBD where they could leave their kids to enjoy these great activities in as a safe environment. But unfortunately, we've had to turn people away.
That breaks my heart when you say that. Turning kids away because there are very few alternatives for them, particularly in the world we live with, parents working, parents doing a whole range, single parents, a whole range of different people who make up our community, and to turn them away, just that's what breaks my heart, John.
Oh, look, it's very, very unfortunate. And as you know, I know, and thanks to you, honestly, Jim, for the support that you've given our club. And it was only just a year ago where you and I sat down with two very good friends of ours, actually three. First, it was the Lord Mayor, and I really got to honestly acknowledge the Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer.
I agree with that.
His ongoing support to PCYC. He's an old product like us. He went through PCYC. He's been leading the charge about fighting for us to get a new club. I know Minister David Elliott is another big supporter, along with Minister Dr. Jeff Lee. So we have the foundation, the basis of support. Then, obviously, we got the support of the whole community. And I know our Premier, Gladys, is a big supporter of PCYC. So when you look at that, collectively, all the major key decision makers support our new club, Jim. I've only got one question that I've been asked. What is the holdup? And hopefully soon we will get an answer.
Sorry, John.
Going back 2016. We're in 2021 now.
I agree with you. And I want to say publicly, through your tenacity and a group of people and an increasing group of people, we will endeavour to do the best we can to ensure that the people who went before us, to carry on their legacy and to make sure that our young people, particularly in Parramatta, and as you rightly pointed out, you've only got to look into the sky how tall buildings are being and more residential and the Greater Commission's push for greater livability and living in the cities. We need those types of infrastructure to help our young people in particular. And I know that there is a very strong drive, and we will continue to ensure that what is right for our young people in particular will be there for the future generations. And cannot thank you and your board and your staff and management to publicly continue with the opportunity to provide those resources.
Jim, it's an absolute pleasure. And, you know, you mentioned the people before us, and I really need to acknowledge a couple of people
that
have been big, big supporters of our club over many years. We've got Mr. Alan, you know, Overton, Mr.
Yep.
Parramatta. How can we forget him? We've got Mr. Frank Bird. I'm sure you know Frank and
yes.
the great support he's given our club. You know, I've got a volunteer on our club, Jerry James, who's been there for over 40 years. That's the connection. And even his daughter, Frances, is on our committee. So it goes to show you the people of Parramatta, how much they care. about Parramatta PCYC. And it would be a damn waste if all the hard work they've done, we can't deliver what we've promised our community. It's a new club. And look, Jim, if I could just add this. Our government, which is they are doing a great job for the state of New South Wales, but also they've invested into schools in the CBD. Now, me personally, I did not support having schools in the middle of our CBD where there's a lot of congestion of traffic getting in and out. But they made their decision. You've got 1,500 to 2,000 students in the CBD of Parramatta. I mean, isn't it just logical for Parramatta PCYC to be very close to these schools?
John,
and further to that, what you just added, all the development that's happening in Parramatta and the people that are coming in, PCYC is the best recreational place that's going to be there for our youth.
And John, just sorry to cut across you then, but, you know, in the context of, you know, how many people will we have on a weekly basis go through our organisation? I mean, we have quite a few people that go there every day, and we're maxed out.
Look, I mean, you know, I know the old club, because it was bigger. We'd average 4,000 to 5,000. This club being a little bit smaller, we still average over 2,000 people coming in through our club. That is huge numbers.
John, that's amazing. And on that note, we will continue to work diligently together. You know, you'll have my support 100% and spotlights about...
And I want to thank your radio station, Spotlight, you and Darren, and for the great job that you're doing out there, getting the message out there to our community. And I think that's really, really important.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, John. We wish you all the very best, particularly in your role of president. It's always tough to push from the front, but like the Eels, they're going very, very well. I know you love your beloved Eels, and we wish you all the very best. And thank you again for taking the charge and leadership in trying to continue with the wonder and beauty of Parramatta PCYC. Thanks for joining us this morning on Spotlight. Absolutely. With Darren and Jim.
Thank you to you and Darren.
Have a great morning.
To your radio station. And give my regards to young Ethan.
Say thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. President.
Go Para.
Pleasure.
Go Para.
Go Para, eh? But listen, don't forget the poor Tigers, eh?
Oh, don't bring that up. I'm a Tigers tragic.
Yeah. Deep down, so am I.
Alive 90.5.